This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the promo code quest. That way you get your drink mixes 25% off. You get a whole lot of good stuff right there. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have the Nintendo Indie World Showcase. A major expansion is getting pushed back, and somebody accused Frontier. But we begin today with World of Warcraft via MMOChampion.com, and The War Within could be going into alpha/beta testing, because there was an interview, and that was with Ian Hizikostas, and they were doing the full press release with The War Within, and they were going over the story that has threatened Azeroth. And now, let's see if I screw this name up. All you WoW players are going to hate me for this. Salath, I could be very wrong. That'll be the key villain for the World Soul Saga. And Illyria and Anduin will be the key heroes of the story, because The War Within will be going below the surface of Azeroth, and you'll see a lot of turmoils and conflicts. Now, right now, there is no alpha right now, but it will be soon. Blizzard soon. And the alpha, when it is available, will be going zone by zone, level band by level band. And more players will be added to the alpha progress. The beta will be a test to the entire expansion, level 70 to level 80, and the end game. Now, there will be 11 delve difficulty levels, and you can turn the delve difficulty up to 11. And there will be 3 delve difficulty tiers in the preseason, with 4 to 11 unlocking with the season start. And the delve difficulty tier 8 will become the bragging rights as a reward. Achievements! And they did go into delves and warbands, where you could have 4 of your major characters and all of that stuff. And there's also some news about raids. We'll get into that in the weekly show. Dungeons, Mythic Plus, what will happen in Alpha, and lots of other stuff. So, right now there's no news as to when the Alpha will drop. But, once again, if you are a Patreon and you have our Discord, you will see all of that stuff going into the Warcraft news channel. Now, Ghost of Tsushima, according to WCCF Tech, now has a director's cut PC system requirements and the new PlayStation overlay. And the system requirements were indeed revealed today. And it shows how the game will run on a wide range system of specifications. And the system's requirements are Intel Core i5-11400, AMD Ryzen 5 5600 CPUs, and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4080, AMD Radeon RX 7900 XT GPUs. And of course, the Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut will also have the NVIDIA DLSS 3, AMD FSR 3, and Intel XeSS. So you should see some better performance. Go to it. Make sure you got all the equipment you need. Now, F1 Manager developer Frontier was accused of mismanagement via the layoffs. So yeah, somebody blew a whistle. Eurogamer.net did say that the F1 Manager developer Frontier was accused of mismanagement via a new report in the wake of layoffs at the company. The report came from GLHF. It did cite some current and some former employees who collectively did paint a picture of the leadership and the bad financial decisions. A source did say that they have, quote, observed nothing but total and continuing failures of leadership since joining the company, end quote. They were also talking about the sales of the F1 Manager series, and they said it was, quote, very underwhelming compared to management's expectations, end quote. Frontier did make a statement in response from all the negative news. Here's what they said, quote, integration activities and growth plans for Complex are on track, and the acquisition delivered modest, assertive financial benefits in fiscal year 23 as expected. But they also did say earlier that it was a, quote, disappointing financial performance and increased competition amongst third-party publishers, end quote. So what GLHF did say about this was, quote, the executive directors have acknowledged that some of the decisions made over the last 5 years, particularly in terms of business diversification, have not delivered the anticipated levels of financial importance. So there was a bit of turmoil right there. Maybe there was some turmoil here too, because PCGamer.com did say that Victorious 3 Major Expansion is getting pushed back by 2 months. That's via Paradox. So Victoria 3 Paradox game will be getting its first major expansion soon. It'll be called Sphere of Influence. And Vicky will have some more diplomatic aspects. She'll be looking at the regional interests, but the expansion for that has been delayed. It was scheduled to come out on May 6th, but now it's being pushed back to June 24th. And they did say, quote, via Martin Enward, while we are happy with the features offered in 1.7 Sphere of Influence, we simply do not believe that sticking to the original release date will allow us to deliver those features in a polished and balanced state. So basically, they're looking for bugs, and that's why the pushback happened. Let's see if this gets pushed back. There are some design that could be coming to your gaming PC that would have no visible cables in the new design. That comes to us from PCGamer.com, and that is quite the idea, because these designs, according to the site, could take those cables and put them behind panel and just make them, like a magician, disappear. So be ready for that one. All right, now we get to Nintendo did an info drop, and IGN's got it, because the Indie World Showcase has arrived. So here are the games. Ready? We'll start with Steam World Heist 2. It has been announced and will be out August 8th. It won't be a cat. Little Kitty Big City will be out in about 3 weeks, May 9th, for Nintendo Switch. All of these are for Nintendo Switch. I can't speak. Now, Atari did announce that Yara's Rising is now coming as well. That's the one that you should look at if you like Mega Man and Metroid, because it's that type of game in line. And Yara's Rising will arrive later this year. Now, Refined Self will be coming this summer. And that is Refined Self, the personality test game. And it is an adventure game to help you explore yourself, why you are who you are. And Sticky Business, if you have a Nintendo Switch, is out today. Now, this game was out last year on PC, where you're running a business to create stickers and sell the stickers, but the players can now pack orders and hear customers share testimonials about their experience. They'll be purchasing the products. Oh, and they're going to be getting a DLC that will arrive on Nintendo Switch as well. Now, there's another one called Anton Blast, and that now has a November 12th release date. So if you like a action platformer, that one would be for you. They also said that Valley Peaks is coming to Switch. That's a puzzle game, and that game was on PC, but now it'll be on Switch very soon. Laura Lee and Laser Eyes also has a release date as well. Now, this game is set in Europe, and that's where players control a lady who is now getting entangled with illusion. They are dangerous. Now, this game will have some riddles to solve. When you do, you get closer to the end of the mystery. It comes out in May. Europa, well, it got delayed again. It was announced back in 2022. It was supposed to release in 2023. And since it missed its release day yesterday, the showcase did say that it will show up for the end of 2024. But the demo is available in the eShop today. Oh, you know I love this song. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here's in a half shell. Yep, they're coming to Switch this July. And I got to see the gameplay of this, because that is a roguelike game and you gotta save Splinter. And this action game was already on Apple devices last year, but now you can get it on your Switch. Like I said, there are more cats. third Cat Quest game will also be coming this year, and that's Cat Quest 3 as an action RPG. And that's where you could roam around at 2.5 open world. You'll be fighting off pirates and searching the areas for treasure. So there you go. But that's not the only thing that's coming off of Apple. So is Stitch. And that's a puzzle game where you can create some beautiful patterns. Now, the game was released back on the iPad 2022, but it'll be up on Switch soon. And Schism, after 2 years after its initial announcement at the Day of Devs, well, they did have a new trailer, some confirmation about the platformer. The game will be coming to Switch and PC and PlayStation and Xbox on July 8th. Well, it's coming to Switch this summer. That's the name of the game, guys, okay? Now, it was released on PC this past November, but will be coming the Animal Well is a game where if you don't like combat, well, you don't have to. It's a combat-free platform where you control a blob exploring a branch's path where you can bad creatures or good creatures. That will arrive on May the 9th for Nintendo Switch, PC, and PlayStation 5. Duck Detective, The Secret Salami will arrive on May 23rd. So if you want to do some detective work, there you go. And the last one is another Crab's Treasure. If you want that one, that will launch on April 25th. And it'll be on Switch, P, PlayStation 5, and Xbox all next. So you can enjoy all of that. And you can enjoy all of us. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.